Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Gimel. Now the Machar discusses a Mavi. This Batim, this Chatzeris, is Mavoi. So Batim are houses, Chatzeris are the courtyards the house is open to, and then a few Chatzeris open to a Mavi. A Mavi is more of like a central gathering area, and after the Mavi comes the street. So a Mavi that has three Machitzas, and the wall on the fourth side got knocked down, or was never there, or got knocked down. Here Chazar Mameko, instead of saying you have to have a Pas Dalad or two Pasin of Mashu, rather than make with one Lechi, one stick, that's a mashu thick, a mashu wide, one stick that's standing in the pesach of the mavi, the opening of the mavi. The mishmur brings nachrayim if it's less than an etzba, less than the width of a finger. As long as anything standing there, it's good enough. And the reason why, the mishmur explains, there are more meko by a mavi than by a chatzar. As a chatzar, people do more private stuff, more private things go on there, people eat there. You have to have stronger mechitzas to make a rishiyachet. As opposed to a mavi, it's more public. All the chatzar is open to it, it's closer to the street, it's more public. People don't do private things over there. And therefore, it needs less to make it feel that it's roped in and fenced in. And therefore, a mavi, it's good enough, a lechi. Now, the same we said by the chatzar, it has to be the pirtz is not more than tanamis. If the pirtz is more than tanamis, you have to have tzeres pesach. Mishnah Berurah points out that here, it's going to be more later on, sifchavav. But also, we're talking about mavi's entrance with the pirtzah is not more than tanamis. If the pirtzah by the entrance is more than tanamis, you'll have to have tzeres pesach. We'll learn more about that with Shem later on the simon in sifchavav. Now, the lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall. Mishnah Berurah says it means 10 tefachim mevachim beravchas, not 10 tefachim tzimtzamim, not so exact. These 10 tefachim, they'll help no matter how tall the mavi is. No matter how tall the walls are, as long as you have a pirtz of 10 amas or less, and you have a lechi that's 10 tefachim tall, it helps this mavi, it helps to close up the mavi halachically. And the Mechaber says the lechi can have anything, even wild live animals, but the Mechaber says you have to tie it down with ropes, otherwise the animal might decide to like crouch down, end up being less than 10 tefachim tall. And the Ramah says even if you tie a person there to the lechi, it's good enough. And the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why he's tying the person down is because he was not told that he's being a lechi. If he knows he's being a lechi, he wouldn't have to tie him down because he's making sure to stay there. He knows we're relying on him for a lechi. If he does not know he's being used as a lechi, then you have to tie him down to make sure he's not going to walk away. The Mishnah Berurah says the Arsam Acharim, that Machshavah, that even if we told him he's being a lechi, he still has to be tied down because he might forget that he's being the lechi and he's going to walk away. And the Sharatzin brings a shahal from the Acharim, and you tell him he's being a lechi, you tie him down, don't tie him down, maybe it's a problem making a machitza on Shabbos. It would have to be it's from before Shabbos. But putting aside that problem, it's Machlek Zacharim. If he knows he's being a lechi, does he have to be tied down? If he does not know he's being used as a lechi, then he certainly has to be tied down. Sif Dal, the Mechaber says that if a little of the wall remains in the Ruach Avias, it works as lechi as long as the Tevach wide. And again, Mishnah Berurah says Lav Dafka. Even if it's a mashu wide, Mishnah Berurah in the Bialacha says that the Mechaber is going to shtase that he said already in the previous sif by the Chatzah, that leftover old wall has to be a tevach wide to use as a pass. Here also to use as a lechi has to be a tevach wide. He says we don't pass like that. Even a mashu works for a pass for the two passes for the Chatzah, and huadin for the one pass, the one lechi for the mavoi. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it wasn't planned to be used as a lechi, empty leftover wall, and now you realize, oh, it's a lechi. Me'ilav, you realize there's a lechi there, it's here from before, can we use it as a lechi? He says, we'll see later on Sif Yud Aleph, that's kosher for a lechi. Now the Mechaber says, Sif Hei, that lechi that could get blown away by the wind, and if the wind blows, it's not going to stand, that's not considered a lechi. And Mishnah Berurah says, same thing, make it towards a Pesach, the two kanim have to be able to stand in the Ruach Matzah, otherwise not considered a mechitza. Even if the wind would not knock it down to the ground, it would just shake it, that's already a weakness, a shvachkeit, and now it's not called a mechitza, and it won't work for a lechi or for a kana for a tzeres a Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, that only the bottom 10 tefachim of the lechi have to be able to stand in the wind. So if you bang down with nails or tie down all the bottom 10 tefachim, we don't care what goes on above that. In fact, the Sharatzin discusses, if you have a tzeres a Pesach, that the bottom 10 tefachim of the kanim are tied down or roped down or banged in with nails, they're not going to shake, even if the upper parts of the kanim are going to shake. That doesn't make a difference. We said in the end of the previous simon for the machzah shekel that the kanim elyon, the string on top, we don't care if it shakes around as long as it doesn't get removed completely and knocked out completely by the wind. So who had done the same thing would be, but above 10 tefach from the ground of the lechi also, we wouldn't care if it shakes. Sharatzin is mesubik. If you have two lechis, two kanim of a tzeres pesach, they're on an angle facing towards each other. So let's say on the bottom, the 10 amos apart. On the bottom is 12 amas apart. On the top, only 10 amas apart because they're on the angles. Each one, they move close to each other. Each one an amas towards the other one from bottom to top. So now, if you're going to allow the top part to shake in the wind, then you can't really use the top part. So fine. So you say, well, only is the bottom 10 tefachim, which we tied down well, I'm not going to shake in the wind. But now you can say, Dalmihochi, we're going to say, so don't care about the top part of the kana, only the bottom part of the kana. So if you delete the top part of the kana, now you have to say, good asik, straight up from the 10 tefachim mark, where it stops being tied down, good asik doesn't go on an angle, good asik goes straight up. And now the good asik straight up is not going to hit the ends of the string. So is this a problem? Or is it okay? Since the ikam achitz, the bam and falchim are tied down well, so then we can view the top of the kana as a hemshech of the kana, and it schleps up all the way up until it hits the string. And that he blibes the tzarechin.